We're hearing more and more about cases of measles being confirmed both in the States and abroad. Today, we're talking about measles with Professor Alon Moses on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots, this is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome. My guest today is Professor Alon Moses. He is the current director of the Infectious Disease Center at the Hadassah Medical Organization. Professor Moses, I'm so glad to have you back on the show. We know you have a long, illustrious career at Hadassah. Tell us a little bit about it before you help us understand the current situation in Israel with measles.
Sure, Melanie. Thank you for having me here on the program. So I'm director of the department, which is called the Department of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. And we actually have under one department both infectious disease doctors and the clinical microbiology lab. It's an unusual collaboration in this situation because in most places, the two departments are separate. So infectious diseases are not usually together with the clinical microbiology. We feel that this collaboration brings much better service to our patients because the infectious disease doctors and the lab technicians work close by each other.
Let's talk about measles, Professor. Tell us about the current state of what's going on with the recent measles outbreak and what's happening around the world and in Israel. How would you characterize this?
Well, there's certainly an ongoing outbreak. As we all remember, measles was a disease which we had not seen for many, many years. And now in recent years, it's come back. And this is very frustrating and in many ways worrisome. Until about a year and a half ago, we hadn't seen measles for a long time. And in the past year and a half in Israel, we've seen over 4,000 cases. This is highly unusual. And as you can understand, the disease has some worrying parts to it. And unfortunately, we even had two case fatalities. So the disease is not a simple disease, and patients who are not immunized against measles are prone to disease. In Israel, we've seen that 90% of patients who had the disease did not receive two vaccinations. So it's clearly a disease that confronts patients who have not been vaccinated properly.
4,000. That's an incredible statistic. Professor, why is measles so dangerous?
Well, first of all, it's one of the most contagious diseases. 90% of prone patients who have not been vaccinated, who will be close to a patient with measles, will get the disease. So it's one of the most contagious diseases we know. It spreads by airborne particles. This means that if a patient is in the room with other patients, he can cough. The small measles particles are lighter than air. They stay in the air for a while, for several hours, and the patient who has just walked in, if he's not been vaccinated, can get the disease through his respiratory tract. So it's a very contagious disease on the one hand, and on the other hand, the particles are in the air. So it's an airborne spread disease.
How scary, Professor. So who should be vaccinated for measles? When should this happen? And if an adult has not been vaccinated, can they still be?
Sure, this is very important. You know, the vaccination for measles has been around for many, many years. The current vaccine goes with two other vaccinations. It's called MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. These 3 vaccinations are very effective. Every child should receive a vaccination between 12 and 14 months. It usually depends where he lives. In Israel, we give it at 12 months. That's the first dose. And the second dose needs to be given a few years later, and it's given at the age of 4 to 6 years. We in Israel give it in first grade, which is at the age of 6. So to achieve a 97% vaccination level, you need to receive 2 vaccines. So it's a highly effective vaccination, and anybody who has received 2 doses is actually very safe. 1 dose is also effective, and we have seen that 93% of kids or patients who receive 1 dose are immunized. So it's a very effective vaccine, and unfortunately, those who are not vaccinated are at risk. They are the ones who will contract the disease, and when there's enough patients who have the disease, it can spread around. Now, any patient, you asked me whether adults should receive a vaccine. Any patient, any person who has not received 2 vaccinations need to be vaccinated. If the person was born before 1957, he is naturally immunized because this was before the vaccine era. And we know that patients who were born before 1957 probably had the disease and therefore are naturally immunized. Anybody born after 1957 needs to have 2 vaccinations.
Then what about children under 1 year old, Professor? People hear this term herd immunity. Does that protect us all, even the unvaccinated people? What about our little guys?
Okay, so the vaccine, as I said, is usually given after 12 months. For the first 6 months, the baby is usually immune because of antibodies which are transferred from his mother. And so there's a period of time between 6 and 12 months when a young kid is not immunized, and that's certainly a worrisome time, and we should try and avoid these small children to come in contact with the patients who have measles. There are solutions for contacts for small kids, and we usually give either a passive immunization or sometimes even an active immunization is given earlier. But the point is, with herd immunity, that when you have over 90% of the population immunized, it sort of gives a guard against the virus, the measles virus, penetrating into small pockets of unimmunized persons, like the small children. But once you have too many cases, the herd immunity breaks. If you have thousands of cases, it's much easier, unfortunately, for the measles virus to reach persons who have not been vaccinated. So the herd immunity, and in Israel we know that over 95% of the population receives the proper immunization, but even though this number is really fantastic and very high, we find populations, especially the Orthodox, who have not been vaccinated, and they form pockets of susceptible persons. And once a single person is infected, it easily spreads between the other persons who are not been vaccinated. So the big issue here is populations who are hesitant or don't agree to be vaccinated.
Well, we've heard so many theories about the MMR vaccine. Professor, please clear this up. People have fears of autism and weakening a child's immune system, causing asthma, or even being attributed to food allergies. Please, for the listeners, clear this up. You are an expert, one of the world's great experts in this field. Please clear this up for the listeners.
This has been undisputably proven. The MMR vaccine is safe not only is it very effective, it's very, very safe. Autism is not in any way connected to the measles vaccine. This has been proved over and over again. I have no doubt in recommending my patients, anyone, to receive the vaccine. Now, there are persons who cannot receive it since it's a live attenuated virus. Anyone who is very immune compromised needs to ask his physician whether he can receive it or not. But the majority of the population not only can receive, must receive the vaccine. And if you look at the dangers of the disease, they are much more than the dangers of the vaccine. I said the mortality is about 1 to 1,000. But there are other complications, and even late complications. We know that there are severe neurologic sequelae, although rare, but they can occur in patients who've had measles at childhood. So I have no hesitation in recommending this very effective and non-toxic vaccine.
Thank you so much, Professor, for making that so clear. The CDC has recently issued a health warning in Israel for measles as it relates to travelers. What do you want travelers to know or to do to protect themselves? And are the vaccine recommendations different in Israel than they are here?
Well, I must tell you that in Europe there's also an outbreak. So the Israeli health ministry has also put out a warning for Israelis going to Europe. Yes, we have a measles outbreak, and anybody who comes to Israel should have two vaccines. Once you've received two doses of the vaccine, you're completely safe and should not worry. So, you know, anybody who receives the vaccine, who was able to receive two doses, is safe. The smaller children who have received one dose, their vaccination rate is a little lower, so they should consider if they are, especially if they come from a Jewish Orthodox community, they should consider twice if they come to families where there is danger for an outbreak. But for the regular tourists who visit the country, the danger is minimal, certainly if he has two doses of vaccination.
As we wrap up, Professor, tell us a bit about Hadassah's new infectious disease center. What are some other infectious diseases that are just as prominent as measles right now that you're seeing in patients there?
Thank you for this very important question. We have just opened 2 weeks ago the new ambulatory infectious disease clinic at Hadassah. And our clinic sees a variety of patients. We have our everyday infectious disease patients who come in after they've been hospitalized. We also have the AIDS Medicine Center of Hadassah. We provide care for the AIDS patients of the Greater Jerusalem area. And we are also in charge of the Hansen Center, which is the Center for Leprosy in Israel. It's the national center. In Israel, there are some patients with leprosy, as you not everybody knows. And we encounter between 1 and 5 new leprosy patients in Israel, usually those who come from as foreign workers or new immigrants from Africa. So it's a rare disease, but we see it, and we see our patients in the new ambulatory care. And now we have a new plan to see, and we've begun seeing patients who need multidisciplinary care. I'll give you an example. We have a clinic for orthopedic infections. So a patient who had an orthopedic surgery, hip prosthesis, and unfortunately had an infection. Instead of seeing an orthopedic surgeon separately, an infectious disease surgeon separately, and a radiologist separately, we provide a multidisciplinary service. So in the two or three experts will see the patient at what time. We think that in this way we can provide much, much better care for our patients. A similar clinic is opening for patients with diabetic foot infections. There they need, you know, multidisciplinary care, and we bring the experts to the patient instead of the patient going around and searching for opinions from three or four different disciplines. This is something very, very good for our patients.
What wonderful comprehensive care, and so important for patients. Professor, give us your best advice about this outbreak of measles, what you would like travelers to know in Israel and abroad. People wonder if they should even be wearing masks on airplanes because it is an airborne disease. Please wrap this up with your very best advice as the expert that you are.
You know, I think that we cannot underscore the importance of receiving two doses of vaccinations. At this point, it's up to our Ministry of Health, the health officials, to be sure that all populations receive the vaccinations. For the first time in Israel, the medical staff has been forced to receive vaccinations. A medical personnel cannot come to the hospital if he's not received two doses of vaccine. The same should be in schools. I know there is debate about this, but if we have everybody vaccinated, we will be able to stop this outbreak since we have a very, very effective vaccine.
Thank you so much, Professor, for sharing your incredible expertise with us. It's a bit of an unsettling time when we hear about the recent outbreak. So thank you for all the great advice. Thank you again for joining us. And that wraps up another episode of Hadassah on Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please head over to our website at hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, please visit hadassah.org/podcasts. If you found this podcast informative, as I did, please share on your social media and be sure to check out all the other fascinating podcasts in our library. Until next time, this is Melanie Cole.